Matthew chapter 5. And seeing the multitudes, he went up into a mountain, and when he was set, his disciples came to him, and he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you, and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be very glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For that's what they did to the prophets who went before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its flavor, how shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, except to be thrown out and to be walked on by the feet of men. You are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill can't be hidden, nor do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick, and it gives light to all that are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that they can see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven. Don't think that I've come to destroy the law or the prophets. I haven't come to destroy, but to fulfill. For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth go away, one period or one comma shall in no way pass from the law until all is fulfilled. Whoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever shall do and teach them shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say to you, unless your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, you shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. You have heard that was said by those of old time, You shall not kill, and whoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say to you, whoever is angry with his brother without a good reason shall be in danger of the judgment. And whoever shall say to his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whoever shall say, You fool, shall be in danger of hell's fire. Therefore, if you bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has anything against you, leave your gift there before the altar and go away. First make peace with your brother, and then come and offer your gift. Agree with your adversary quickly while you're in the way with him, so that the adversary won't deliver you to the judge, and the judge won't deliver you to the officer, and you aren't thrown into prison. Truly I say to you, you will no way come out from there until you've paid the very last penny. You have heard that it was said by those of old time, You shall not commit adultery. But I say to you, that whoever looks at a woman to lust for her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if your right eye offends you, pluck it out and throw it from you. For it is profitable for you that one of your members is destroyed, and not that your whole body should be thrown into hell. And if your right hand offends you, cut it off and throw it from you, for it is profitable for you that one of your members is destroyed, and not that your whole body should be thrown into hell. It has been said, Whoever shall put away his wife, let him give her divorce papers. But I say to you, that whoever shall put away his wife, except because of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whoever shall marry her that is divorced, commits adultery. Again, you have heard that it has been said by those of old time, You shall not falsely promise, but shall perform to the Lord your oaths. But I say to you, don't swear at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, for it is his footstool, nor by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king, nor shall you swear by your head, because you can't make one hair white or black. But let your communication be yes, yes, no, no. For whatever is more than this comes from evil. You have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say to you, don't resist evil, but whoever shall strike you on your right cheek, turn to him the other also. And if any man will sue you at the law, and take away your coat, let him have your overcoat also. And whoever shall compel you to go a mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to him that asks you, and from him that would borrow from you, don't turn away. You have heard that it has been said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies, bless those who curse you, do good to those who hate you, and pray for those who despitefully use you and persecute you, so that you will be the children of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Don't even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what are you doing more than others? Don't even the tax collectors do so? Therefore, be perfect, just as your Father in heaven is perfect.